Then he can, you know, punch somebody or hit with the hands and harm with the hands. To harm with the hands is required the strength and power and energy. Right? But to harm with the tongue, a very weak person lying on the bed, he can be very harmful, very dangerous. You have no strength and power to fight. But the greater danger, he can utter some words which insult, humiliate someone. You know, it can cause more great harm than the dead person who are stronger in fighting with his hands. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned lisan, the tongue first and then the hand. It doesn't require any strength, any power. Even if it doesn't have hands and legs, still it can be mischief just by abusing his tongue, but just by slandering. So this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that we have to be safeguarding our tongue and our hands. In one of the hadith, very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is also authentic hadith. You know, we are all striving, starving to get entry into the paradise. Our ultimate goal is how I can go get entry into the paradise, right? We are praying 5 times salah, doing, you know, all the good actions, and, you know, fasting, going for Hajj and Umrah, giving charity, zakat, all any good action. What is the niyyah, what is the intention behind it? That may Allah please with my this good action, forgive my sins, and let me go into the Jannah. Isn't it? Our everyone's desire, our effort, our sacrifices are all to get entry into the paradise. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, As-Sadiqul Amin, is guaranteeing you in this world. What is that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. This verse came out from the Mubarak tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. He never spoke, never uttered any word in his entire life. But it was a revelation, it was a wahi revealed to him, and that only spoken by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why every sentence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he became Prophet of Allah, after he declared as the Rasul of Allah, it became hadith. What is the hadith? The spoken words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed that my Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never spoke any word, but it is direct wahi and revelation on his heart, and then he speaks out. This is called authentic hadith. Right? So that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is guaranteeing you. I guarantee of Jannah if you guarantee me for 2 things. Safeguard your tongue, safeguard your private part. If you guarantee me in the whole life that you are not abusing your tongue and you are not abusing your private part, then I guarantee you Jannah. So easy. Again, think and ponder. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not emphasizing on ibadat. Think and ponder of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not saying in this hadith that a person who is particular 5 times salah, tahajjud salah, awabin, ishraq, you know, or reciting the whole Quran every single day, or giving charity this much, then I guarantee him Jannah. No? He said, just safeguard your tongue, safeguard your private part, and I guarantee you for Jannah. It does not mean you stop praying. Don't get me wrong. Oh, the Imam said, I'm just going to protect my tongue and I don't have to pray Salah. That is a different, you know, altogether farah. But here in this particular hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized on this practical, you know, act of controlling our tongue, controlling our private part. If we do so, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I guarantee him, he will go into Jannah, definitely. My brothers, in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, again, it's totally upon us how we use or abuse our tongue. There are 4 categories of the people, there are 4 groups of the people. Number 1, a person who born Muslim He lived as a Muslim and he died on Iman in Islam. That is the highest level. May Allah make all of us amongst them. Right? He born was a Muslim, he lived as a Muslim, and he died as a Muslim. Inshallah, he will go to Jannah, definitely, more certainly, because man kana akhru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala Jannah. This is also hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second category of group is that person who was born kafir, lived as a kafir, or Jewish or Christian or atheist, and he died also on kufr and fisk. He did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, entire life. So that group definitely going to the hell without hisab. There will be no hisab and reckoning for them. They will go into Jahannam directly. Third category, a person who was born as a kafir, non-Muslim, non-believer, but towards the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him hidayah, he embraced Islam, he accepted Islam, and then he passed away as a Muslim. So in the beginning, the initial stage was kufr and shirk, but ending was good, and he accepted Islam, and inshallah he will also go to Jannah. Third category. The fourth group and category is that a person who was born Muslim, lived as a Muslim, but towards the end of his life, before he died, he uttered some word using his tongue. And because of that kalma kuf or something which is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, became angry upon him, snatched his iman, and he died as a kafir. Although entire life he was a Muslim, he was born Muslim, but towards the end he uttered some words of kufr and shirk which caused him to get entry into Jahannam. May Allah save and protect all of us. This is the meaning of this hadith, which Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated this hadith عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة من رضوان الله تعالى. A person who is using his tongue nicely and saying the kalimat and words which will please to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what words pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Reciting the Holy Quran. Most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his own kalam, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Quran al-Majid. A person who is reciting the Quran day and night, Allah loves that speech. So he is utilizing his tongue in the right way, in the right channel, using it to recite the Holy Quran. The best use of the tongue is the recitation of the Holy Quran. Another use of the tongue is zikrullah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. You know, just uttering one word, subhanallah, Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the hadith of narrated by, you know, this information given by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that inform your ummah the Jannat is barren land. If your ummah, you will say one time subhanallah, there will be one tree will planted for him, and it will be so huge that a, you know, faucet horse is riding for 500 years, it will not go to the reach of, it will not reach to the shade of the tree. One tree such a huge, just by uttering one subhanallah, how long it takes? Couple of seconds, using your tongue, making zikrullah, reading Durus Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the tremendous reward are waiting for you. This is the good use of the tongue. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innal 'abda la yatakallamu bil kalimati min ridwanillahi ta'ala ma yulqi laha balan." He doesn't even care. He doesn't even think while he was using good words. He was not thinking of the sawab and reward. But inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those words were very high, very, very great. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like one time subhanallah, one time alhamdulillah, according to another hadith, it is tamla'ul mizan, it will fill up the scale, it will between the heaven and earth. You know, all the gap is filled by the sawab and reward just by uttering alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Such a great reward. So, but because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become pleased and will grant him tremendous reward. Another thing, here for Allah behind the rajat, and because of using this tongue, Allah will grant him highest darajat and status in the paradise. وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَا يَتَكَلْنُوا بِالْقَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. May Allah say all of us, a person abusing his tongue, uttering through his tongue bad words, slandering, blaming, allegation putting on someone. You know, all these the bad words is using, abusing. La yulqi laha balan. While he was gossiping, while he was cracking the jokes just to make someone happy or laugh, he said, "I'm just joking," but he's uttering bad word. He's not realizing it. He is committing sin. Yahweh behalfi Jahannam, because of that bad word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw him into the Jahannam. May Allah save all of us. One more hadith, then I'll conclude. Uqbah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala said, Qultu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man najat? We all are looking for salvation. Najat. So Sahabi asked Uqbah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell me what is the najat? What is the salvation? How can I can achieve success? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him three. There is no time to go in detail. I just translated. Ala amsit alayka lisanak. The first advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is control your tongue. O my Sahabi, O Uqbah ibn Amir, if you want to go into Jannah, if you want najat and salvation, do this much. Control your tongue. Wal yasa'ka baytak. And stay in your house. Unnecessary, don't go outside. The moment you step out of the house, there is a trouble. You are going to meet someone, he's going to say something, and you're going to commit sin. So rather, your safeguard is inside the house. Don't go unnecessary out of the house. وَرُكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيَةٍ And you must cry over your sins. When a person is crying over his sins, Allah loves that crying, and through His mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. When Hazrat Ma'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, very beloved Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when in the last age of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he passed away, he said, he appointed Hazrat Ma'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala as the governor of Yemen. And he was bidding farewell. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking, and Hazrat Ma'az ibn Jabal was riding on the camel. Can you imagine? Young Sahabi is on top of the camel, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holding, and going and walking and leading him towards the outskirts of Medina, and walking in the street of Medina. While he was walking, giving him some final advice, O Ma'az, when you come back, return to Medina, you won't find me alive. You will visit my grave. And Hazrat Ma'az started crying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please give me some advice, some final advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given so many advice, but one first advice Rasulullah sallam given to Hazrat Ma'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, he practically pulled out his Mubarak tongue. He said, O Ma'az, protect your tongue. Practically he shown his tongue, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect your tongue, you will be saved. My brothers and it is very important for us, this great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah ta'ala has granted us. Let us take care of it, safeguard of it, don't abuse it, and always use it in good manner. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.